Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
All right, folks, it's time for the one, the only, Nikki. Give us an intro.
Mr. Curiosity.
Ooh, that's pretty good. And it's another brown bag edition, which means we rely on your questions. brownbag@wnep.com. Folks, you ask them, we answer them, right?
That's how it works.
It's almost like talk back, only it's in podcast form. So we have Sean, digital director. We have John Meyer, Mr. Nice Guy. And we have Nikki Kreis, our new morning reporter. You enjoying your time? Give us an update.
No, it's really good.
Has your life improved?
I think it has. You know, it was a little rough waking up at first, but I've gotten used to it. As much as you can get used to it.
That's the perfect way to put it. As much as you can get used to mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to be perfect getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. When my first alarm goes off at 1:45 a.m., it's a little rough.
What about the avalanche of free time in the afternoon?
It's great.
It's
great.
Worth all the pain and
it
agony,
really is.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Well, we've been loving having you.
Thank
Nikki.
You.
Oh,
thank
wait,
you.
We're not allowed to do compliments, are we?
If they're, I don't know, Sean, what do you think? The way he slipped that in.
I think as long as compliments are brief.
Yeah.
And we move right on, that's fine.
Then it's okay.
Because we're breaking lots of rules. Now we're allowed to talk about birds, too.
Yeah, you have changed.
You've changed this podcast.
Changing the game of the podcast.
Yeah. And will the birds ever be a guest here? You said maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They have to come in.
They have to come in. Well, it's up to the viewers and the listeners of this, so get the questions rolling. Here we go. This is going to be probably a shortened one for selfish reasons, right, John?
Should we admit why?
As the date of recording, we are on vacation. As soon as this podcast ends, we're out the door.
So we're only answering two questions and then we're out.
I want to rush out of here
You're
already.
You're leaving Mindy and I.
Yeah. Well, the date that this comes out, am I right? Yes. Is the date we're actually back to work, John.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Isn't that odd? So
It'll be like vacation never happened.
Yeah, it's like the vacation never happened.
Joe and I have decided to take all our vacations at the same time.
It seems that way. We have a similar mindset, although we will not see each other on vacation.
We will not.
No,
we're not going to
have vacation together.
No, we don't.
Take vacation at the same time.
I'm going to do something different. I'm going to pick one and throw it at Nikki. There you go.
You threw it at the microphone. All right.
That was not pre-planned. These are randomly chosen and unread by all of us here. So we don't know what we're going to get. And the bell's in front of you, Nikki. If you feel uncomfortable, give it a slap. Give it a practice slap.
I should know.
Whoa.
I should know how to pronounce this word, but I don't.
Here we go.
Is it possible to get a derecho?
Ooh, derecho.
Derecho here in NEPA. Can you please explain what they are and what causes the weather phenomenon?
Here I am, the meteorologist, and these terms bother me. Because when I was in college, even in graduate school, they weren't like a thing. And now everything is a thing.
It's like someone saying the ratio, but like with an accent.
Deratio.
I mean the ratio.
It's similar to a squall line of thunderstorms, only it's long-lived and it'll last sometimes. I think by definition, it has to be over 400 miles long. So imagine a band of squally thunderstorms across the entire state of Pennsylvania and beyond. So these things, generally a flatlander phenomenon, but they can occur here, I guess. I can't remember it ever happening. And it's just this squall line that lives off of itself. The downflow in the back of a thunderstorm produces more thunderstorms, and it just keeps going. Do you guys have any derecho questions?
Well, I have a derecho story.
Ooh, derecho.
When I was a senior at Syracuse, the first weekend back to school, there was one of those, a scenario. I can't remember how it all developed, but it came across the Great Lakes.
Okay.
And when it hit, Syracuse was the first elevated location that it hit because the rise in elevation starts right there.
Okay.
And did all kinds of damage around our campus.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I was a college senior sitting on a front porch with some friends having some fun. Okay. And we're like, look at all the lightning. And then trees started coming down all around us. Wires came down.
So you're the only one here that's been through a derecho.
And I remember them saying, this is so rare for something like this to happen.
There. Yeah, in the East, kind of rare. But
it was
again,
just
you can think of it as a long line of thunderstorms.
Storms.
Yep. Yes. You can think of it as just a long, continuous line of thunderstorms that progress and continue.
Yeah.
And so, now given the term duratio.
It was crazy. Could happen here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. But it's generally a Great Plains thing.
Oh, no. Nikki won't sleep for a week.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Is this a duratio?
But you wouldn't, if no one told you, you wouldn't know it any different than a band of thunderstorms, you mm-hmm. know, that move through your backyard.
I was a college kid. I just thought it was a bad thunderstorm. Yeah. And then, of course, afterwards, the meteorologist explained what had happened.
So. Explain yourself, John. Why does the media just love polar vortex, duratio, give me more,
ones you hate, wind chill.
Well, wind chill and heat index.
Real feel.
Nor'easter, I don't have a big problem. But there are these terms, and then the media catches on, and they just...
You know what it is. It's all because... The thought that hype sells
and gets
more viewers and mm-hmm. stuff.
And we have to walk the fine line.
We do. I think we do a pretty good job mm-hmm. of not getting all into that. But even we laugh at we love Good Morning America. We love ABC News. But when it starts that 100 million Americans are under the gun this morning.
Yes.
They always like to put a number of how many million Americans are about to be hit by whatever dramatic name, the polar vortex,
Yep. Sam Champion loves duratios.
He
loves them. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
And no background in meteorology, by the way, by the man. Just saying.
But we'll move on.
All right.
I guess I'll pick since you got the first one at Nikki.
I mean, you got those long arms. You barely have to lean in. And notice how the bag is going down in volume.
We need more questions.
We have a backup bag.
Oh, there's a backup bag.
Yeah, so I just thought we'd get rid of these first. So, folks, if you have new ones, get them in. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Could be about a weather question. It could be something that's confusing John right now.
What's with the little human icon symbol for the heating settings on cars' dashboards? Always a generic body line, no arms with a head, showing heat to body, legs, defrost, vents, etc. Has this been agreed to upon all manufacturers? Can't they mix it up, make it a little more human-like, different, maybe like the bathroom having gender symbols, more diverse? Sick of it.
So
sick of it.
Who is this person?
Kevin in Wilkes-Barry.
So, wow.
Sick of it.
Do you guys know what he's referring to?
I think it's a round head.
Yeah.
And
it's like a line.
Stick figure, basically. They're like the pedestrian crossing sign.
Yes.
And there's a little arrow to the feet, little arrow to the middle.
Yeah. But he makes a good point. Why would every single car manufacturer, Ford, Volvo, they all use the same thing? Mix it up.
Have you ever noticed that?
I've never taken notice of that.
I would think if anyone is going to do something different, whether it would be like a Tesla.
Maybe they do. I haven't checked.
Now I need to see in a Tesla to see if it's the same
LCD screen that you could change that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'd almost say I bet you the Tesla has something different.
Something different.
Yeah. You could have like Kiss band members instead of. You could download all these custom people that could be sitting there.
Yeah, why not? People would love that.
This brings up another discussion.
That now Tesla's going to steal this idea and we're going to miss out on millions of dollars?
That the choice of where the air is coming from
is the more important part?
Yes, because that bothers me.
Sometimes I'll get in the car.
I love it.
And in the wintertime, I think the heat should always be coming out at your feet and then rising into the car.
So you don't want the vent?
No.
What?
I like the heat coming out at the feet and rising in the car.
And I feel the opposite. I want just the vent.
I want it at my feet. Warm up my feet, and then heat naturally rises into the car.
Right, but if it's 10 below zero, don't you want immediate heat coming at your hands and your face and your chest? Yeah, I don't want it down by my feet.
I always feel like the foot setting's wasted on both AC and heat.
Yes,
I avoid the foot setting.
Is a waste.
Your feet get so cold in the winter if you don't have the heat on the cold. On
you
your
drive,
feet.
Four, you are in
John
the
John does drive barefoot in the winter. Though,
I can't,
so.
Janicki, you're with us,
no,
right?
No, I'm with you because my feet, they get so hot when the heat's blowing on my feet. I hate that.
He said it best, Sean. The feet setting is what? It's a waste.
That's more of the problem. No. Even having the foot setting is
more of a problem. Let's even get rid of that.
It's so good in the winter.
I don't think so.
Try it this winter.
No.
try it this winter.
I blast the vents right out my face. I don't care about my lower extremities.
See, I think it perfectly warms the car. You're getting your feet, and then the heat rises.
Maybe it's just the hot feet. Do you also sleep with your feet under the covers?
Oh, no, I'm out. One leg's always out.
Which is weird, because you would think that'd be the opposite.
Yeah, are you a hot footer?
No. Yeah.
I can't stand
So you don't
my feet
use the
hot.
Foot one at all?
No.
I wish it I mean,
there's
I some I settings
where
it.
There's somewhere I have to. I think there's one setting.
Yeah, you have to. There's, like it's when too it's
the,
limited.
Yeah, defrost is also
Plus,
the feet,
in the wintertime, the foot defrost selection is perfect.
No, it's not.
Perfect.
What are you
Because you're melting the windshield of the snow and you're heating your feet at the same time. I love that setting.
But let's get back to the original question. Why just a little round ball for the head? And it's a fat line curving for the body and legs. Who said it? And there's no nose. There's no ears on this thing. It's just a ball.
I think the focus is on the direction the air is coming from more than the body. You just need a basic representation of a human.
But who said
but
that?
It's more important that I see the arrows of where the air is going. I think it's just
But
generic.
You can see someone at Chevy saying, it's the same what should we put sign. For the symbol for the controlling of the heat and cooling? And then some guy going, I don't know, let's see what Ford does. And then, oh, yeah, we'll just use that.
It seems like that's what they do.
Why don't they want to be unique and do something different?
It's like the crossing signs. I mean, it's not like, that's more like each community state. Kind of picks their own like yeah, person to be like walking across the street. A guy on a unicycle. Like,
here's another question, though, related to what you pick. And I see this all the time in the summer when it's really hot, that people share that you're supposed to, when you have the air conditioning on, choose the setting for the air to circulate in the car.
Yeah, and most people don't
do that. As opposed to bring it in. And most people don't do that.
Most people don't. They don't even know enough to do that. My wife, I have to tell her.
When I turn my AC on, mine defaults to the
It should default to the recirculation. Because you don't want outside air coming in.
It defaults to recirculate.
But I think a lot of people still have it. Do you do the recirculate with the air conditioner? Or?
Guilty.
So you don't even think about that?
No.
You don't want outside air coming in when you have the AC on.
Guilty.
Because am I right? It's constantly then having to cool down warm air that's being pulled in.
Yeah, you just want to keep recirculating the inside air. It's not going to work
efficiently. It does affect your gas mileage.
Well, when you explain it like that, it makes better sense.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here for you.
Okay.
But Joe, this is a good weather question then. Am I right? Like in the wintertime, sometimes it's better to have that air coming in so you don't fog up.
Oh, yeah. So
inside. You need that fresh air
The only time you want to recirculate the indoor air, I'm thinking, is... AC.
Because
no
if
other
you have
time.
The heat on and you no aren't bringing it in, your car's just going to fog up.
Yeah, no other time do you want to recirculate the indoor air except AC.
There.
Ooh,
that was a good one.
All for one question.
Well, let's just end there.
On that
Thanks,
same
Kevin. All right, let's have a good vacation, Joe.
On that same question, though, Sean, before you pick, sure. I'm wondering now with how gender has become such a hot topic. I'll go into restaurants and stuff. Do you ever look at the thing and go like, okay, which one is the men's room? Which one is the women? And they'll have the women as like a triangle, like a dress. Do you know what
Just
I mean?
Just a triangle?
Just the triangle?
Well, or so,
the
no, I mean, no, a little the, round
yes,
head.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
But it's a triangle. And I'm wondering when some type of group is going to be offended and saying, not all women wear dresses. We got to get rid of that. I wonder if that's the future.
Well, I guess how else would you make the
that's,
distinction?
How else would you?
Unless if you or just you write just the
make,
word.
Or you just make every restroom, just whoever wants to use the restroom.
That's
uses
maybe the,
restroom. The
future.
I mean, maybe just do that.
But are you offended, Nikki, when they make a woman stick figure different than a man because they'll put it in a dress or something?
I don't get offended very easily.
So maybe that's why these buttons on the cars are so just
so vague.
So
right.
vague because they
maybe
if we put a little bump there, someone's going to be ticked off.
Yeah.
If we put a little nose on the head.
Don't put a nose.
Maybe someone without a nose is going to be like, hey, I don't have a nose.
Sean, you better read.
And I'm
I should have been pre-reading this through the whole thing. Sorry.
There are noseless people in the world, I guess.
There are. Yeah. There are.
John's doing a deep read. I have background music when they do the reading.
This is kind of apropos for today.
Oh, okay.
We're getting a lot of rain. Not the day you're hearing this, but
the day we're recording it.
Maybe the day you're hearing this.
I'm looking, Jenny's leftovers.
Just the drama of this. I look at Joe, and over his shoulder is the just radar loop of lot of rain.
That's why I'm looking over here.
That is all I'm seeing the whole time we're talking. So this was recorded when we were having Debbie.
I need this at all times in my life.
Just a car everywhere you look.
In the future, we're going to have those glasses, and I'll just have a radar.
Just an overlay. All right, so this is for Joe. When you say it rained 2 inches, does that mean if the world was flat and that the world got 2 inches of rain and none of it soaked in, that we would be walking around in a 2-inch puddle. Looking for the answer tomorrow on the morning news.
Oh,
well,
it didn't happen because this was.
What
this
are you guys?
That's a great question because I've wondered that too.
That's from December.
People don't understand that concept. So his answer is correct.
Yeah, it is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's a cup. You're drinking some hot chocolate. If you left this out today, now it's a little tapered.
Yeah.
But assuming it wasn't, and we got 2 inches of rain, that would be 2 inches in that cup. And if you had a pool in your backyard, the water would go up 2 inches. So no matter what the area, it's going up 2 inches. Assuming
so it doesn't matter how wide the cup is.
Well, it's all proportional. 2 inches. Yeah, 2 inches is 2 inches.
So if everything is flat, nothing soaks in and everything, it would be 2 inches of rain.
So a cup would get 2 inches. Your pool would get 2 inches. An acre of farmland would get 2 inches. Yeah, isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
So everyone gets 2 inches.
And that, I've kind of learned that with a neighbor having a pool because he'll say he knows exactly how much rain we have based on the rise of the pool level.
Is that right?
Yeah. He knows the spot where he's got to drain his pool. He said, if I get an inch, I got to drain the pool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's basically your pool now because his kids are grown and yours are young.
It really is. And we're recording this with Debbie, and he had stuff to do today. So I have to watch his pool today to make sure it doesn't get
high. I drain mine before I came to
do it. Okay.
See, I never had a pool. So you guys constantly monitoring?
It's not constantly. I mean,
because you get evaporation.
Well, in the heat of summer, you may need to add, but usually we'll get a storm that will kind of replenish. The worst is when we get really bad storms, you have to drain it because obviously.
And he said if there's a band today and there's 3 inches of rain, that'll take it too high.
Imagine the pool going up 3 inches. Yeah,
and he said that there's too much pressure on an above ground pool if it goes up that high.
And then the pump doesn't work because
you need air
in the skimmer.
He says he just has a little hose thing that just drains water out.
There's a little hose connected to the filter that you switch.
But if it just kept rolling, the pool would overflow if it went too high.
Now, are you a pool girl, Nikki, or no?
Oh, I love a good pool.
You love a good pool?
Mm-hmm. My new apartment complex has a pool.
And you're going to be hanging out
there. You're loving afternoons off then.
I'm loving afternoons off.
She's got a pool. Probably no one's there during the afternoon.
No, it's just me.
Oh, see? Morning shift, Sean. It's the best.
And you're a pool guy.
You'd be at your pool all afternoon. Come join us.
Yeah.
Pool.
2 a.m. alarm.
It's funny how if someone said they'll put a free pool in my yard, the most elaborate, expensive, I would say, please, no.
Really?
Because I worry about things. I'd be like, no, I have to think about filters. I have to change water. I have to skim it.
Initially, I felt that way, but it's really not that bad. I mean, maybe I'm just lucky.
I bet you if you didn't have kids, you wouldn't want it, though, right?
I think I would enjoy it more without kids. Because then you can just relax in the pool. You don't have the fights and the splashing, the water guns to the face. Just sitting there and relaxing.
I think that sometimes this would be so relaxing I wasn't getting tackled splashed and all this stuff.
That's what night swims are for. The kids are in bed and you go.
But a question for you, if Dawn were given the opportunity to have a pool in your backyard, would she want it? If they said, we're going to give you a beautiful pool. Is she a pool person?
I think she might be. Because my mother-in-law has a place in Florida, and it has pool. And she's all excited about that. Oh, I'll go hang out by the pool.
Oh, so she would.
I think so. But then she'd expect me to take care of it, change the filter.
Of course. You'd have to do all the work.
Yeah.
Bills,
yeah.
Gas to heat it. But do you guys find this at least? Isn't it stressful when you first go into any water? Or no? Because I'm always like, oh, this is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be cold. It's going to be.
Really? No.
I hate that feeling.
No, I love it.
I love it.
Even if it's cold.
Yeah, I'll go in cold. I don't.
I hate that.
I love that feeling.
But I'll
you
do
love
it.
That
I really
feeling.
Do. I really
so you're
do.
Not a cold
I love,
plunger either.
A what?
Like
yeah.
A cold plunger.
What's a cold plunger? Just dive in?
No. Like some people
pool.
Do cold plunges. You know, it's freezing cold water and you just go in and sit there therapeutic.
And you go from.
I've heard that. Ridiculous.
And it's better if you go from that to like hot. They'll have like hot tub and the cold and you bounce back and forth.
I don't think there's any documented science of those.
Probably not.
Of that. But
I'm sure that's just one of those trendy things.
Yeah, trendy things. But no, I'm not a pool guy. And then when you're in the pool, what do? Just swim and stuff? Hang out? That's the part I hate. What do you do?
Yeah, you usually
it is,
swim.
It's funny because there's pool people and then there's not pool people.
Yeah, like what do you do? You
Joe
just
is
float
definitely
there?
Not a. And knowing him, the thought of you being in a pool, I think, oh my gosh, he'd be like, what do I do now?
The whole point is to do nothing.
Joe, you take.
What am I going to do now? To do anything.
You take all like, the inflatables that you got and put them in the pool.
I'd like, rather can you see him just floating around on a swimming pool?
No.
Like,
no way.
Stop bringing out my
problems.
Do you
know what he would love? I vacuumed the pool for my neighbor. He'd love that.
I'd love to vacuum the pool.
Yes.
Now it's satisfying.
The dirt disappear. You'd love that.
Some
that
sort I'd of like. Aqua bike he could ride around in the pool. Yes.
Now I'm into it. All right. Why doesn't WNEP give a heads up before an exciting slash weird event is going to happen so we can all attend? I hate seeing videos, for example, of cardboard vehicles sliding down Montage every year after the event is over. Events like Outhouse, Toilet Races, and Dushore. I don't know about that. Maybe you could mention
That's
it.
That's tomorrow.
Maybe you could cover it.
Are you going?
Yeah.
But this is the funniest part is by the time you hear this, it'll already
it'll
happen.
Already happen.
So we're doing just what
so
he
we're
said.
Literally just piling it up.
They suggest you should have your morning reporter cover weird NEPA events and give us a heads up ahead of time, and maybe viewers can actually attend. And this is from Jane Whiteside.
I was going to say, we do that. Maybe they don't see the morning? No, they say they watch in the morning.
It sounds to me like it's a – she I love you, Jane, but don't you think she's missing when we advertise it and then she hears about it after the fact? Because no human can watch all newscasts.
No, there are some events we cover after.
Like, are there?
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I used to say that all the time. Like the weekend news was covering a lot of events that we didn't preview beforehand. And so it's like, here's what you could have done this weekend.
Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of a bummer.
I will say, I think the morning show and our producer Leo has really kind of driven this is to, like Fridays, we say, here's some fun ideas for you this weekend.
Okay.
And this we're recording this on a Friday. We did a bunch of them this morning. And the morning reporter position has become a lot of that, is previewing events that are to come. And a lot of them are unique ones.
Yeah.
There's
so many things going on. We can't cover them all.
We can't get to everything. We do have if you want to search for things, we have PSBB online. You can go look. We have a whole list of stuff that's going on every weekend.
And if you'd like to send ideas for the morning show reporter to
give us your email. Here we go.
Nikki, NIKKI.KRIZE@WNEP.com.
Oh, see, we'll give you a warning and then she'll cover it.
Nikki would love to go in an outhouse that's about to be raised and preview that for us.
Yes.
We preview the heck out of that, didn't we?
Well, that one we haven't this time.
You don't think we
have? But we have in the past, I think.
The races down to Montage.
Oh, the Montage one? Every year on that cardboard thing, we're live there that morning to say it's coming.
Yeah, we're live. We're live, and then it happened this afternoon.
Yeah.
You'll be live there in March.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell us about the outhouse toilet race. I don't even know about that.
I don't know a lot about it. It's Founders Day in Dushore.
In Dushore.
And they make these elaborate outhouse type things, and they race them down the street. They push – someone rides in it, and the other people push them, and
is
they're on
right?
wheels.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outhouses in Sullivan County, and that's not judging Sullivan County.
Is that right?
There's a lot of camps up there, and a lot of them have outhouses.
Hmm. And then I guess there's a toilet seat decorating thing. I don't know, but they decorate these elaborate toilet seats, and they paint them really nicely, and then those are on display too. I'm anxious to see what
it's
all about.
This is her first time here, and she now has an assignment, and of course this is going to air afterwards, but you're going to get some video clips, and Mindy's going to tell us all about it with your
video
clips.
See, we're going to cover it before, during, and after, baby.
Yes.
Did you ever sit on anybody, one of those vinyl fake wood toilet cover seats? Back when you were young, or no?
Vinyl?
I know what you're talking about.
No, they were so they have real wood toilet seats, but they also had back in the day fake wood toilet seats.
Oh yeah,
and it was like a cushioned.
Oh
vinyl.
Yeah, a great aunt of mine had, and we go to parties at her house all the time, and I always thought that
still
was
still has it.
Did.
They are the weirdest things ever invented.
They are the weirdest things.
The cushion seats bother me.
Yeah, they need to go away.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those
they're
in
always
a long
cracked,
time.
And then it makes it worse.
Have
they're cracked,
has everyone
vinyl,
in the room
wood.
Used an outhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John?
What?
Have you used an outhouse?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so old. Does anyone – when I lived at my grandmother's house when my parents – a long time ago, I guess when I was young, they were younger. There was still an outhouse in the back of her yard.
Of her house.
Yeah. Not that we used it,
but it was there.
And I remember saying, like, as a 4 or 5 year old, what is that thing? And my grandmother said, that's where people. I mean, modern bathrooms, what, 30s? 40s?
Yeah. I mean, I learned this.
In some places in our area, it wasn't until the 20s and 30s. And my grandmother was born in 1900, so
her house
that was the first
it.
20 years of her yeah. life probably going in that thing.
Wow.
Yeah, when we were in Berwick, touring the mansion, they had running water to all the bedrooms. They had bathrooms, but no toilets inside. Wasn't because they couldn't afford to. At the time, it was still considered gross to have a toilet in your house. So they had a very elaborate outhouse. They have sinks in all the bedrooms in that house, running water.
But no toilets.
No because toilets. They still thought that was gross.
Because that's the only reason. It wasn't that they couldn't afford it. It was that it was considered disgusting to have toilets in your house.
Wow.
Think of that, though, that when this first came about, that the thought of going to the bathroom in your house, you'd be like, oh,
you're
going to do that
you're
inside
right.
your
Someone
house?
From then would
Someone
be
had
like,
to be
would
first.
Think that's so weird.
That is, yeah, like, where's good your thanks outhouse? For the perspective.
Where's your outhouse? Oh, you don't need it. We have a toilet right here. Like, get the kids. We're leaving. Yeah. These people are disgusting.
And I grew up in Lackawanna County. How about this? I'm the only one here that was alive in the 60s. Remember, modern sewage treatment plants really didn't start coming around until the 60s and 70s. Yeah. So guess what? Where we grew up in Lackawanna County, my buddies and I would all go to the river, and you would see pipes coming out of the side of the riverbanks, and that was sewage from the town, and raw sewage would go right into the Lackawanna River. And that was just accepted. None of us were like, oh, that's so gross. It's like, yeah, that's what happens.
Did people and the rivers, swim in the river?
Well, no. It would be laughable back then that someone did anything in the river. You
don't
fish in the river. You don't go near the river. It's like this thing that you just look at and that's it, and the sewage goes in it, and it's gross.
It's so fascinating and to hear those stories.
Yeah, and then here comes modern sewage treatment plants in the 60s and 70s, and now the rivers are as clean as heck.
Yes.
Wow.
But they used to go right into the rivers, sewage.
Oh, my
gross,
God.
Gross, right? Toilet yeah. paper.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, whose turn is it?
Nikki, cheer us up.
I know.
Cheer us up with a good question. Come on, girlfriend. Come on. Ugh. Look at John. He's looking at his – he just – folks, if you're watching on YouTube, he just looked at
I did.
The phone because he wants to get out of here. He wants to start his vacation.
I'm not lying. And I know you're with me.
Nikki's making the
all
face.
Right,
she's
so,
disgusted.
All right.
She's
so,
grossed out.
Well, Brian wants to know, writing for a friend. For
never Brian, a good Brian. Sign, right? Never
sure,
a good
Brian.
Sign.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm out hiking in the deep state park woods and accidentally end up on adjoining private land. The owner of that land has a hidden trail camera for wildlife and inadvertently takes pictures of me peeing in the woods on his camera. Now what? Who has legal rights to my semi-nude picture? Legal advice, please. Writing.
We don't.
I mean, you can tell your friend.
We don't have a lawyer here, but wait now. So. Could you guys understand this? I don't.
There's I get
a,
it.
There's a piece of property.
He's hiking.
Right.
Happens to find himself on private property, relieves himself, only to learn there's a trail cam there.
Oh.
Put there by the owner of the private property he is urinating on.
So technically he's trespassing.
He is trespassing.
So who owns that imagery of someone trespassing on their
I would
land?
Think I would think the homeowner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think the homeowner.
I doubt they're going to do anything with it.
But now all of a sudden there's semi-nude pictures of you.
Yep.
Who owns those and who has the right to that?
I would venture to guess whoever's camera it is if it's on their
And you're on
land.
Their property.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need a lawyer.
That's an interesting concept.
Well, Brian, we can't give legal advice here.
We can't.
But
let's say you're a celebrity. Let's say you're give me a well-known celebrity that everybody knows. And then maybe does he own those
George Clooney is out for a hike in Pennsylvania.
I have naked pictures of George Clooney. Who owns them?
I don't know.
Well, it's his camera and his property.
And
so...
George trespassed, and now I have a picture of George's butt.
Yeah, can you
right?
violate George Clooney's privacy when he's not on his own property?
Could I sell those pictures of George Clooney's butt and make money now?
You got to think that with so many people having these trail camera and game cameras that they've caught stuff
so
like this.
So many bizarre things.
Because I have to be honest, I was out in the woods last fall and was stunned that I was standing and just looking at something and it's like, oh my gosh, there's a camera pointing right at me. And I was deep in the woods.
Yeah.
But John, I saw a little red flashing.
So.
And
same thing,
I mean, if I'm going to hike deep in the woods and got to go.
Right.
you find the nearest tree. It could happen.
It probably
happens. I'm in that situation
happens,
all the time when I'm mountain biking.
And this was on public land.
Around.
This was on public land.
So no one could. Oh, so public land, though. But you can't put a trail can on public land.
But people
land.
Do. Because they're putting on a tree deep in the woods, yeah, especially in game lands.
Kevin
You're
from Wilkes-Barre, was it?
Yeah.
Brian.
Brian.
But you know it
Brian's
must happen
friend.
That people with trail cams are...
Brian's
friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We forgot. Yeah, it's not Brian.
We know it's not you, Brian.
It's a friend of Brian.
Who owns those pictures?
And those photos are out there somewhere.
You have photos of someone but that's my naked.
Look, our world now, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So the stuff that's getting caught on cameras.
Yeah, let's say that person is
doorbell cameras.
Scrupulous, and then they put that picture on Facebook or something. Here's George Clooney in my yard peeing.
Yeah.
I could see the spite post like, look at this guy.
He was on my land.
My private property, peeing all over it. Anyone know him? And zooms in on his face.
Well, Brian, tell your friend we're sorry we don't have a direct answer.
Yeah. Brian, don't ever seek legal advice here. We're
not
still
from
trying,
us.
We're still trying to work out the four cars at the stop sign altogether. Remember that one? We don't know. We don't know what to do there.
All right. How right, many John. More are we doing?
Yeah, I think we're half hour in.
Yep.
Maybe a couple more each. I'm still. What? Why are you making that face?
John's ready for vacation.
Oh yeah, he wants to go.
All right. What is your go-to small talk when you run into your neighbors or people at a party that you know aren't necessary or you aren't necessarily friends with? So, what's your go-to small talk when you run into neighbors or people at a party that you know aren't, but you aren't especially friends with?
Your icebreaker. What's your icebreaker?
Yeah, that is a great question, Travis. We had made it this far without a Travis question.
There's his bag over there. Yeah. I told you we have a whole backup of questions from that
he
guy.
He does have some good ones.
Travis is a deep thinker. Yeah.
And no one can. What do you no think? One can say know. How about that weather?
Yeah.
I mean, Joe's is count. Probably an easy
probably.
One. Talk
so
about the
so
weather.
It's a neighbor maybe down the road. You barely know them. And now you're at a party and they're there. What do you say? What do you do?
I mean, let's be real. When they say talk about the weather, it really is an easy thing to casually have a conversation about.
It's been a great summer.
Yeah.
Hey. Nikki, what do you do?
Well, people, I'm not really one to start up a conversation.
Yeah, but it's your neighbor, perhaps.
But people will come up to me and say, oh, how's work? How's WNEP?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's,
we got
that's
that
common.
So
that's,
I guess that's the go-to.
That's a go-to for us. Do you guys get, yeah, everyone asks me about everybody else. So everyone
yeah.
asks
everyone asks me about you.
Everybody asks me about Joe.
Right.
What's
what do
Joe
you say?
Like?
You say nice things about me.
Of course.
Yeah, but what if?
Tom Duran always says, we don't let him out of his cage much.
You know, this happens, though, and Sean, you probably have this, too, like, especially with kids in events at schools and stuff like that. So you see parents that you know but aren't really friends with
right.
on a routine basis. And then you're standing next to them at a soccer practice or soccer match. And then it's like, so it's how's like, your summer been?
Yeah. So there's no
– yeah.
Yeah.
It's a human experience. You don't know what to say.
No.
There's no way out of this.
My go-to is usually like, you have to check out this trail cam video I have of Joe Snedeker peeing. That's usually how I break the ice.
You know what? We can use this. Sean, that's a good idea. Use these questions as an icebreaker.
That
bring up the
random
the
scenarios.
Icons, the icons of your heating.
Hey, do you ever wonder why? And then they just think you're
crazy.
You're like, no. And then they walk away and never talk to you again.
So we're the icebreaker capital. Just go up to someone and you're in this situation and say, hey, do you like your legs being heated first or do you like the vents coming right at you when you're in your car?
God.
Don't you find that, though, like when you're at sporting events,
yeah.
standing right next to parents?
You
and
feel
like
you have to say
you
something.
You have to talk, but it's like you don't really want to talk.
No.
Right.
You got to do what the younger generation does. Earbuds in.
Earbuds in. They just
earbuds
ignore.
In.
They're not really listening to
they're
anything.
Not,
they're
perhaps. Just... They don't want to mess with anybody.
No one.
They don't.
No.
We're the last of the
maybe that's
interactive
maybe that's
ones.
Good. They're not feeling it? Like you have to talk to someone. Like you don't have that guilt of like, I need to have a conversation with somebody.
You want to put the earbuds
maybe
in?
It's okay to just stand there quietly and enjoy watching your kid play and not have to talk to somebody.
Put earbuds in.
Or no, maybe it's just.
Maybe you just don't have to talk.
Just have it become acceptable.
Oh.
It's not rude. I wouldn't consider you rude if I stood next to you at a soccer game and you never said a word.
What's funny is that It's awkward, but it doesn't need to because the other person doesn't want to talk either.
Right. Yeah.
But now you feel like you've got to talk.
Which makes sense.
And I think they think the same thing. Like, I know them. I got to talk to them.
Right.
But you don't want to talk.
Does this apply to us then? Let's be honest. We go to the mall this weekend and I run into one of you at the Apple store. You're on the other end of the building. You see me. I see you. But we don't say anything.
Just not.
Not even a nod. And we stay. You're going to be upset.
Yeah, that'd be really awkward.
You're going to be like, what's with him?
I don't think it would bother me.
Joe didn't even say
hi. Just a nod. Okay, just a nod even. I'd be like, I wonder why Sean.
It feels like it needs to be more than just a nod.
Yeah. But both of us would be thinking deep down inside, I hope he doesn't come over here.
I also sort of John has to worry more about my kids coming over and starting conversations with him than me.
I'll nod, and
I'll wave, and next thing you know, my daughter's next to him talking to
his dad. Last year at soccer practice. His daughter would just come over and have conversations with me. I loved it.
Well, that young kids and dogs are doing the same thing. They're great diffusers because then you'd be you can say, oh, then they'll be like, oh, look at the dog, and then you're talking about the dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'd see one of you, I think it would be weird.
If you ignored me?
Yeah.
Well, let's all make a pact right now. Nikki, if I see you anywhere.
In the wild.
Could I ignore you?
Right. I mean, you can. Maybe just a wave.
I think it's a lot of energy. If I see people I'm not super friends with and we're kind of walking past, I'll say hi. But I'm not expecting a conversation.
Yeah, right. Sean and I run into each other all the time with our kids in different events. Yeah. And it's more like because we're going to a game or something. It's like, hey, how are you guys doing today? It's not that we have to talk every time we see each other.
You don't need a full-fledged conversation.
No, sometimes that ends up becoming that.
But I think if we were there and I walked right by him and didn't say anything, I didn't even wait. It might be a little weird.
It would really bother my daughter. She'd be like, what's wrong with that guy? Make sure you tell them at work.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. You have to. Well, if I see Nikki, you at Wegmans and the health and beauty aids.
Okay.
And you see me, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
So I want to.
Don't spend a lot of time with health and beauty aids.
Don't be offended. All right,
you're
produce.
There a lot. You're there
produce,
a lot.
Produce, then. I don't know.
I'll say hi to Dawn.
Okay. You can say, no. Yeah, Dawn will be like, go over. I'll be like, no, we have a pact.
We've come to an agreement. We don't acknowledge each other. Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. We have an agreement.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Whose turn is it? Yours?
Yours.
Mine. It's Mike. Let's end it.
Yeah, this is the last one.
This is the last
All
one.
Right.
We're going to end it. We're going to end it with this one, and it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Why does John Meyer have to heat his feet first? That's going to be the question.
I can't believe people don't do that. It's the best.
It's a what do you call it? A useless feature.
Is it useless?
I don't want to heat. Get that thing off of there. I'm wondering, I've heard the weather given wind in something like SSW and wondered why there's two S's in the directions. Is it ever N-S-E or W-S-E? Well, okay, K is saying, we better not end it with this one, but what do you guys think? If it's a wind direction, it's like west, northwest. So W-N-W.
It's coming out of the west, northwest?
Yeah, so it's not coming out of the west. It's a little tilted to the northwest. So it's more west than northwest.
Because it obviously can't come out of an exact direction all the time.
Yeah, so it can't come out of the west, for example, and then
couldn't you just say northwest? Couldn't you just say it's coming out of the northwest?
But that's the problem. It's more west than northwest.
It's between northwest and west.
So it's west, northwest.
I just say it's windy.
Nikki, one more. We can't end with that one. Although I appreciate where are you?
Yes.
What was her name? That was a great question, Miss K.
Yeah, we love weather questions.
K, that was a great question. I hope I answered it. So it's in between, in that case, west and northwest. All right.
One more weather question. It says, why does the sky turn green when a tornado is coming?
That's kind of a myth, but semi-true. The sky can turn many colors based on the absorption and refraction of light through these unique clouds. Cumulonimbus clouds and tornado clouds are very thick and massive. Tornado warning.
You got to go. Right.
I got to go. That's a good ending to this segment right now. And Kurt Aaron is here, though, by the way. So I got to go, folks.
Yep.
Peace and love. Brown bag at WNEP.com. And have a nice life.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.